I do not let what I cannot do interfere with what I can do. This is the thought for today. Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you, I do not let what I cannot do interfere with what I can do. Human nature being what it is, when we cannot do something, we just do nothing. We do not pay attention to the possibilities of what we can do. We do not pay attention to the possibilities of what lie before us for us to accomplish and achieve. One of the wonderful things about being a human being, about being a master, about being aware of who you are, is that any thought that comes to mind is a thought that can be brought forth, is a thought that can be manifest, is a thought that can be experienced. So, whenever we say, I cannot do something, that is a thought, and that thought tells us that we are not going to bother trying to do it. Now, that in itself is bad enough, but oftentimes we let our inability to do something keep us from doing other things. I find it most interesting how this phrase seems to pop up from time to time in everyone's life. You always make that mistake. You always do that terrible thing. You always forget to make your bed. You always forget to put your clothes away. You always ignore me. You always do things that irritate me. And you know that you're doing those things to irritate me. Now, we've heard these comments. We've heard these comments, and they build upon themselves. They're thoughts that are self-professing propositive. They're creating in themselves that which we don't want to have. They're creating a condition that will continue and continue and continue because we keep saying it. Now, how much better it would be to say is, I always remember to do what is right. I always love doing the things that are important to me. I always love putting my clothing away. I like having my clothing hang on hangers or be folded in the drawer. I like to see my shoes neatly polished and placed where they are properly in my closet. I like things to be in order. I like all in divine order. I like a world about me that reflects what I am. Have you ever noticed how people who live in an orderly universe are people who have orderly thought? Have you ever noticed that people who enjoy having order in their home have order in their thought? If you haven't noticed this, pay attention once. It's quite a revelation, because we come to the realization that I do not let things I cannot do interfere with things I can do, and I do not proclaim things I cannot do to myself or to others. If there is something I cannot do, I put my attention to it and say, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows how to do this. We say it to ourselves. I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows how to do this. And as we put that in our consciousness, as we think about that which is so terribly important to us, we bring that forth in our life. We bring that forth in our existence. We bring that forth in every aspect of our being. You see, the very thing that pops into our mind that says we cannot do it, the very thing that brings that forth is the very thing that brings forth the success of doing it. Because the thought that says I cannot do it is the opposite of the thought that says I can do it. We can say I can do it instead of saying, well, it's obvious I can't do it because I have tried and I cannot do it. It's obvious that I cannot do it because it doesn't work for me. It's obvious. Well, the obvious wants to be changed. And it's changed by our attitude. It's changed by our thinking. It's changed by our thought that we put into motion to bring forth something that is important to us. This seems like a very little thing, And in fact, it is a very little thing. But the key to turn your car on is a very little thing. But without that key, you'd be hard put to drive your car. If you do not have your glasses, and you wear glasses, and you cannot see the road, you cannot drive your car. If you cannot read a book, you cannot do the things you want to do. How much better it would be for us to say, I have perfect eyesight, instead of saying, I need my glasses, they're important to me. While they may be important to you at this moment, because you haven't changed your consciousness, and you do wear your glasses until you change your consciousness, there are many people in this world who have not had to wear glasses. There are many people in this world who have had their eyes corrected one way or another. There are many people in this world who go through many different experiences, all because they had come to some conclusion in their mind that it was important. Now, is it important for us to know that we can do all the things we choose to do? Is it important for us to put a cause in motion which says, I can do all that I wish to do? I am the master of my thought. I am the master of my experiences, my consciousness. Why does one person know how to do mathematics beautifully and another person finds it very difficult? Why does one person find creating music or playing music or enjoying music, even enjoying music, a delightful thing, while another finds it not acceptable at all? You say, who would not find it acceptable to listen to music? Well, there are many types of music, and there are many types of listeners. And people who like one style of music do not always choose to like another style. However, if there's a motivation to liking another style of music, then that person might very readily like another style of music. For instance, if their girlfriend liked another style of music and they really wanted to be close to that girlfriend, they would learn to like the other style of music, and perhaps even in the process they would enjoy it. And perhaps even if the girlfriend never became a strong friend, a deep relationship, that new enjoyment of the music might last with them after the relationship had ended. Life goes on in many beautiful ways for us. We can do everything, and it's up to us to begin to think that we can do it, and to put that thought lovingly, powerfully, joyously, magnificently in our mind. And in the process of doing that, we realize that all things are possible, and in a very wonderful, very dynamic, very special way. I do not let what I cannot do interfere with what I can do. That's our thought for today. Dwell upon these things and gain the benefit from them, because you are a very special person. I love you. I love you. I love you.